This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, August 11, 2016. Zimbabweans protest outside a Harare court to show their support for pro-democracy activist Linda Masarira, who was arrested a couple of weeks ago with several people that are out of custody on bail following crippling protests in Zimbabwe over the deteriorating social and economic situation in the country. President Robert Mugabe is expected to receive Ghana's Millennium Life Achievement Award for his role in liberating Zimbabwe from colonial rule. Over 53 families in Arda Transau in Manicaland province who were removed from Chiadzwa communal lands by diamond mining companies 6 years ago to pave way for mining operations have forcibly occupied some houses to protest against the lack of action by Marange Resources in giving them alternate accommodation. President Robert Mugabe's government has not yet indicated how it will fix the ailing economy, despite calls by Zimbabweans for it to address serious social and economic problems bedeviling the Southern African nation. And Kirsty Coventry is set to compete in the Rio Olympic Games as Zimbabwe struggles to get medals in the 2016 event. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mushlanganya Huye and Praxidis Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners about the Olympic Games. Will Zimbabwe get any medals? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.